You're listening to Run, R-U-N, Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. As pastor of the Smithton Outpouring and the Kansas City Revival, Steve is a leading voice of revival worldwide. Steve shares his life-changing encounters with God, along with biblical teaching that equips you to experience and lead lasting revival. Come, run with Steve and expect God to revive us now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Revive Us Now podcast. I am your host, Steve Gray, and we're going to be talking about revival today and just really get a hold of who are we right now and what God has already put into us and igniting the fire who we are, that we revive a little bit of what God has already done in us, which can help us revive other people. Obviously, we're in a situation in our world today where just people are not sure what's next, and they're just unsure, you know, and I want to get you more sure of who you are. I was reading in Psalm 144. This is a Psalm of David. This scripture is mentioned more than once in the Bible, but this is the best one, I think. Psalm of David, praise to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. Now, obviously, David was in a lot of wars. There's a lot of wars. He's a real fighter. Obviously, we know him from David, Goliath, and all that. He started out fighting the lion and the bear, moved on to Goliath, and became a great warrior. So when he says, God trains my hands for war, he actually means war, and makes him a fighter and victorious, right? So if today we have some of our young people and young men and women, and they go on to the battlefield, We could use that scripture for them. Says, you know, God's your source here. God's trained you. Get God's training in you. Get it in your hands and in your fingers and trust God. Let the supernatural power of God come into you. Believe that. They may have gone to a church and they never even heard that there is a power of God. You know, there were people in the Bible that they believed in, Book of Acts, they believed in Jesus, and they came and asked him, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said, we didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit, that anything could happen. That was me. I'd gone to a traditional church as a kid and up to junior high level and that, and then dropped out. But then later in life, they came and said, well, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? You believe in God, but I said, what? I didn't even know you could be filled. This is the first I heard of this, and I was in my 20s. So there could be people like that. They don't know. We got to have people around them that have this message, that can talk about this. But what about the rest of us? As most of us are not going to go on the battlefield. And it says that God trains our hands for war. Well, if we're not going to go on the battlefield, how does that apply to us? Well, today, there's always a war somewhere in the world, right? But today we are facing a different situation where war is and can be much bigger, that involves nations, large nations, powerful nations. And we are on the edge of many new things that could be dangerous. And yet, what do we do about it? Well, a lot of people, they're afraid, right? They're afraid. And a lot of Christians are afraid. A lot of Christians don't know what to do. They don't know how to pray. They don't know how to think. And so they're going to shrink back like most people will. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to pray. I don't even know what to think. And so you look at a scripture like that, and I'm going, wait. At least for some of us. Maybe you just never heard of this stuff before. But at least for some of us, we've been going to church for a long time. We've been reading our Bibles for a long time. We've been believing that there's a God of power. There's a God who intervenes. Now, and maybe he didn't intervene that much in our lives as we'd like him to, but we didn't need him to. You know, a lot of, in the Bible, Jesus, he multiplied the loaves and fishes because there were so many people and there's nothing to eat. Well, you know, that's a great thing to see, but most of us have never been in that position where there's absolutely nothing to eat. We figured out a way to get it. You know, we either went down to the store and bought something or borrowed some money or got some food stamps or something. We figured out a way to get it. But when we get in a situation where it's really dangerous or it's really important that we get where we got to have a God thing, and that happens in war sometimes, all right, then that's where we step in, us who have been in training. We've been reading about the God who does wonders. and we've prayed about it, and we've prayed, God, do it again, and we've read our Bibles, we've sang songs of faith. We imagined in our mind, we close our mind, our eyes, and we can see heaven, or we open our eyes and lift up, and we think, we set our eyes on things above, and we've dreamed about the God who does powerful things and wonders and steps into our lives. So these are things that we've studied all our lives, and now a war breaks out, not a skirmish here and that, which is still important, but where nations, total nations, are now thinking of a large war or involved in a world war or whatever. And here we are. We go, well, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. You know why? Because your hands are trained for this. You've been trained, not in the literal battle on the battlefield, but God has trained your hands for war. You do what? That's because you're a worshiper, right? You're a prayer warrior. You remember Moses, he didn't go down and fight the battle, but he had his hands up in the air. And as long as he had his hands up, they were winning the battle. And when his hands got tired, he put them down. They began to lose. Who can explain that? But just in the spirit realm, people of the spirit are the only ones that say, understand that that's just the working of God. And so some of the men there came, and they would hold up his arms. And how important were those hands? Those hands were more important. Moses' hands were more important to the victory than the hands down there fighting with a sword. Just take it. Don't try to explain it. Don't try to understand it. Just take it. Wow, my hands. My hands have been trained for this hour, not to back down, but my hands are praise hands. My hands are prayer hands. And just let it, stretch through your whole life now and think, I've been prepared for this. I'm not one that breaks down. I'm one that prays and says and does and teaches people how to bring down strongholds. As Paul said, the weapons of our warfare, if there's a warfare over there, where tanks and missiles or whatever are going off. Okay, but our warfare is not like that. It's not a natural, carnal, regular warfare. No, the warfare that we're in is not carnal, but it is mighty through God, just like Moses' hands. Through God, that we're going to pull down strongholds. Well, when you get a picture something being pulled down, right? Pulled down. How do you do that? You do it with your hands. It's a picture of I'm pulling down, grabbing something in the Spirit. By the Spirit of God, I'm grabbing something, and I'm going to pull it down. So my hands are needed here. And it's a picture of using your hands for God. It's a spiritual picture, of course. Pulling down of strongholds. And it says, and capturing thoughts. Capture thoughts. And you capture thoughts of defeat and fear and capture those and bring them into the knowledge of God, which is God is our God, and God is on our side, and God is going to make us victorious, and God's going to empower us, and God's going to bring miracles on that battlefield. There's people on our battles that might be in battle today that have never seen a miracle in their life. They might have sat in one of those churches where the preacher said, well, miracles are not for today. Whoa. Wouldn't you just like to... you're out on the battlefield and you've been drilled. They're not for today. That was during Jesus' day, and they don't happen today. Whoa, how much does that person need to hear you step up to the plate? Maybe you're a soldier that's been in a different kind of church, or maybe they get this broadcast, they got a radio or something, and somebody says to them, no, that's not true. That's not true. They just didn't teach you right. You're on the battlefield. The miracles are for today, and we're praying for you that God intervenes and that the signs and wonders and miracles happen while you're on that battlefield. Miraculous ways that God shows up that looks like there's no way you can win. There's no way you can escape. There's no way you can get out of this. But then all of a sudden, God makes a way where there seems to be no way. And you go, how does that happen? Because we, on the other side, our hands have been made and trained for war, and we're interceding, and we're doing our part to do what we've been trained to do. Most people haven't been trained to do it, but some of us, hands, lives, we've been trained for the hour. And so what we're needed then on our side is not only us, but to tell others. We have to have that message. We have to have that attitude when they get fearful, don't know what to do. Maybe their kids are overseas and in a battle and they're afraid. Go and talk to them about, hey, let me train your hands. Let me tell you about the God who does wonders. Let me tell you about the Jesus who's as alive as he ever was and he's here. Let me tell you about being filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for your son and daughter over there that they get on wherever they are. They be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's get you filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's get your fingers in the battle here, right? He says, my fingers for battle have been trained. Let's get your fingers in this battle right here in your living room. Let's get this church on fire. Start talking to the leaders of the church about, let's get in this battle. Let's not just whimper and, oh, God, help them. God, just be with them, Lord. What kind of talk is that? That's not battle talk. Battle talk pulls down the strongholds. It pushes principalities and powers and evil away and takes dominion over territories and starts praying for signs and wonders and miracles to happen where the battle is. And even in our own country, we've got battles going on. There's spiritual warfare. There's demonic powers wanting to hurt us and families and pushing back against democracy, even in our own country. Let's go to get our hands out, get our fingers going, get our bodies and minds going for the battle. So we need a revival of the people of God who know how to pray, who know how to battle, and not be afraid and tell ourselves, this is a revival of me. It's a revival of you saying, hey, I've been created for this hour. I'm not here to back down, be afraid, and not know what to do. No, this is my hour. For such an hour have I been brought into the world that I step on the scene of the battle in my life, in my home, in my church. For God has trained my hands for this hour. God has trained my hands for war. And my fingers for battle. I'm a part of the big picture. This is my hour to be part of what's going on in the world. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. Push the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. And spread the word on social media. For more episodes and resources, go to reviveusnowpodcast.com. Until next time, keep on running for revival.